Welcome back to the Radio Sports Page on KNIA-KRLS. Well, last night's what will go down is probably one of the greatest to ever wear black and gold at Knoxville established another record for herself. Katie Kitchis became the all-time girls scoring leader in Knoxville school history. You'll hear that highlight plus our highlight package with Knoxville and Clark, both boys and girls, later on in the program. I had a chance to talk with her after the girls' game last night about her thoughts on the new record and what she feels the Panthers have lying ahead of them. Katie, congratulations. What an accomplishment.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you. It's exciting.
I would remind you about every game, okay, here, you're this close, and you just kind of, big deal. Now, once you've done it, is it a big deal to you, or, how do you look at this as, what in your grand scheme of your high school career?
I don't know. It's just another thing, I guess. Just playing ball, so it's just another cool opportunity given to me and a cool accomplishment. I don't think it's really soaked in yet. Honestly, not too happy about how I played tonight, so I'm just kind of about it right now. But it'll sink in eventually, and it is a cool thing to happen.
Did you ever think that when you played your first game as your freshman year, that you would be the record holder of the most points? Did that even enter your mind?
No, definitely not really. I would always dream of getting the 1,000th point, but I didn't even really know, I guess, there was an all-time career thing, honestly. I don't know, I just didn't know, but yeah, never really thought about it, honestly, but it's cool to be able to have that.
Yeah, so. You referenced your 1,000th point. You did that last year at Wells Fargo. You got the all-time record at Clark. Are you going to do something at home? You've done both those things on the road.
I know. I also got the steel record on the road, too. I have the single season scoring, average, whatever. But, Ergs, points in a game, but that's not one game either.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know if I'll ever get that.
Well, I guess about the only thing you haven't done is, the single game scoring
right.
record. You were within range of that Saturday. I guess talk about this season. Great start, 4-0. Yeah, granted, not the greatest competition with the exception of Van Meter, but, 4-0 is 4-0. And, for a lot of these girls, first varsity game, it gives them confidence to see that they can be successful early on.
Yeah, for sure. We played PCM and Clark, it's not that great, but it's good to get those first ones under the belt, especially because of all the freshmen we have. So it is really good that we are having these now, because I know there's a run later in the season where it's Bondurant, Pella, and Pella Christian back to back to back. So those will be three tough games that we'll have to play really good. So it's good to get everything situated right now. Hopefully we will succeed later on.
You talk about, you reference the freshmen, Emma Duncan, Nora Pearson, Melanie Sullivan, and Larissa Wells. Those girls just don't have any fear going in, especially Emma. I'm really impressed by her, but just all those, that whole freshman group that just really, goes in and does what they're supposed to do.
Right, yeah. They work hard in practice every day, and we're always doing, game, just going against each other. So, they're constantly going against, me and Maggie and, the starters and all that. So, that helps. And Emma and Mel played some varsity volleyball. So, I think they're kind of more, they have another thing under their belt that they kind of know what it's like a little bit. So, that helps. And we just need them to really play solid for us.
How big is it to know that, they've been around you, Marley, Maggie, and, Tara during volleyball, and they kind of know you, and they know your personality, so they're not kind of thrown into a completely different situation than, at some schools where, a bigger school, they'd be with a totally different personality.
Right, yeah. We already went through the whole being a school year together, so they already know what to expect coming from all of us, so I think that helps them mentally. They know what to expect and go with the flow.
Now, earlier, several weeks ago, you signed with the University of Nebraska Omaha. Has that kind of sunk in finally?
Yeah, that's sunk in a little while ago, especially, they've played I don't even know, maybe like 9 games now or something like that. So like I've gotten to watch, unless like right now they're playing, so I couldn't watch it tonight, but like I've gotten to watch a lot of their games, and I'm constantly talking to coaches and stuff, and so it's that's definitely set in, and I'm super excited to begin there.
Already kind of learning their their way to their play. What is kind of their style of play that they do?
It is how I play. You know, it's fast. Yep, it's fast. It's there's not a lot of like set stuff. You know, like we just play basketball, which is what I like. I don't like being told like you gotta do this. Like I like having just movement
go out, just
and
go out
free.
And play.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they want to push the ball and be fast, and they're just missing some shooters right now, so I'm hoping I can come in and help them, and I think it'll be really fun.
All right, moving forward with your senior season, what do you want to get done here? Obviously, three-peat the conference this year, but, you know, what are some bigger goals for this team that you want to attain?
Yeah, for sure. To three-peat in the conference, and then I really want – well, we all really want to have a winning record for non-conference because our non-conference games are a lot more challenging. And, you know, like, I just feel like, especially, like, last year, we'd play those non-conference games, you know, like Pella Christian, Mondrian, all them. And we would – it would be a good game. You know, we're right there. We're even, like, leading into the fourth quarter. And then we just – the wheels fall off the bus and – it just goes downhill from
just
there.
Need to finish
so,
those games.
Right, exactly. So I really want non-conference winning record, and then that'll also lead into we want to make a run for the state tournament. So we want to like win first round. Like it seems like in everything you always choke in first round. Like I want to get over that hump. I want to get to our second, even sub-state. Like that would be amazing, especially to finish off my career here at Knoxville.
And speaking of state, you're going to be playing on the state tournament floor after the first of the year against Newton. So maybe get a little sizing that up a little bit early on in the season. Well, Katie, congratulations. You know, I can say this, you are one of the greatest ever to wear black and gold.
Thanks, Eric. That means a lot to
me. You finally got to do a live interview, too.
Thank you. Finally. After 4 years.
Yes. You did that one time after your freshman year. But
that was a bad night. Doesn't count.
It was. Katie, congratulations, and we'll see you Friday night.
Thank you, Derek.
And that was new all-time Knoxville girls scoring leader, Katie Keiches, as she broke that record last night against Clark. And again, you'll hear those highlights coming up a little bit later on in the program. We'll have more of the Radio Sports page right after this on KNIA KRLS.